This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 25th. God's word to you today is, lead that sheep. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, and it says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. God has not left us guessing about his heart or position when it comes to work, so we cannot say we do not know his mind because it is clearly stated. You and I need to order our lives after his word. You cannot be praying for God to supply your needs and then refusing the opportunity to work because you are waiting on God. Read your Bible. Those job opportunities are God's way of supplying your needs. Please read Proverbs 14, verse 13. It is sad to see how many mothers are funding dysfunction. How can you be feeding your 24-year-old son that has refused to work but just wants to sit at home all day gaming? As long as he is over 18 years of age, he is a man. And the Bible says in Thessalonians 3, verse 10, if a man will not work, he should not eat. Face it, you are disobeying scripture. There is no such thing as there is no work. There is always work. The kind of work you prefer or that fits your perceived status may not be available, but there is always work. What status are you clinging on to anyway? You are out of status. Work. At a point in my life, even though I was writing software, you could say I was not working. And the reason was because in an actual sense, I needed a job to better understand the industry. My preference was to work in an IT firm, but my mother got me a job in the IT department of some insurance company. I did not want to sell insurance, so I rejected the job offer. And my mother said, this software thing you are doing cannot put a roof over your head right now. As long as you're under my roof, you either take this job or move out. Guess what I did? I took the job, and in less than a month, God opened the door to the industry I wanted. Meanwhile, I had waited for a whole year for that very opening. Sometimes, you just need to take the step forward, and the doors will open. If a man will not work, he should not eat. In other words, no loaves for loafers. Proverbs 16:26 says, hunger is good if it makes you work to satisfy it. If you let that man go hungry, it is good for him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I take my stand in your word. Let the blessings of obedience be real and tangible in my life, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.